My name is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. On December 7th, Toronto Metropolitan University held an event to highlight and champion disability justice and human rights with a keynote speech and short film. The event was held to commemorate 2 days that are important to the topic of disability and human rights. They are the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, which happens on December 3rd, and the Human Rights Day on December 10th. The upcoming Human Rights Day also marks the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights by the United Nations. Rebia Kedar, National Director of Disability Without Poverty and founder of Race and Disability Canada, spoke at TMU's event as the keynote speaker. She says that with all the commemorative days going on, that this week is important. Kedar says,
"Language can give power and take power away, in fact, when it comes to disability justice, equity, and human rights. And when we use inclusive language, it really fosters that feeling and reality of belonging and inclusion. So when TMU talks about equity and diversity and inclusion and brands it as equity and community inclusion, it has begun from that position of fostering belonging, because we're talking about community. Diversity is just a reality around us."
Released on December 1st of 2023, Statistics Canada uploaded data showing an increase in people living with disabilities. From 2017 to 2022, there is a 5% increase of people with disabilities, with currently 27% of Canadians aged 15 years or older, or 8 million people, have one or more disabilities that have limited them in their daily activities. Statistics Canada also found that in the same time period, the people with disabilities were likely to be hired in 2022. They say that 62% of working-age adults with disabilities were employed, compared with 78% of persons without disabilities. That is a 3% increase from 2017. Despite the increase in employment, Kedar says that there are still issues that need to be addressed. Kedar says that 30% of people with disabilities live below the poverty line. Statistics Canada found 45% of people with disabilities in Canada, quote, reported difficulties in meeting their financial obligations due to the pandemic, unquote. Kedar says,
"And yet, you know, we're like doing these little teeny tiny increases and debating whether they deserve more. Everybody wants to work. Every person with a disability wants to work. Some cannot due to the nature of their disability, or simply even understanding the concept of work and how we think about work as well, and the environments we've created for work. There needs to be a shift, and that systems change will begin with the Canada Disability Benefit."
To increase the visibility of people living with disabilities and the issues they face, Employees with Disabilities Community Network shared a short film about the evolution of making the campus more accessible. The short film, Across the University, is being used by the network to educate people on the issues faculty and students face on campus when it comes to accessibility. Yvonne Simpson, a curriculum specialist at TMU, says,
"We took a collaborative and consensus-based approach to create a film, a short film, with these goals in mind. One, to educate about the impacts of ableism and the importance of combating its effects. Two, to increase the awareness of accessibility and the barriers on campus, as well as how to address them. Three, to empower employees with disabilities to seek out supports available